Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing a Wonderful Approach Radio. Doing a special edition of Wonderful Approach Radio. We are doing devotions. Oh my goodness. And today is day 15. We are securely at the halfway point. After today, there will be more days behind us than in front of us. And it is a blessed event. it's wonderful to be this accomplished. Every weekend, Talib does the full fast. During the week, he maintains his the base parameters, and he does the no sweets, no drinking. But on the weekend, he does the full fast. And this morning, he said, you know what, Mom? That fast is no joke. I said, no, son, no, it's not a joke. It's not easy. It's not for, if you're sitting on the fence, it's not for you, you know, because this is difficult to do and maintain. And he was like, yeah, I had to make a choice if I wanted to do this or do that. I was like, yes, son, you know, you have to make decisions. And so it was just wonderful to see his little brain trying to comprehend and go through the entire process of what am I going to do? How am I going to go about this? How do I plan my day around this commitment that I've made? You know, we don't make commitments like that anymore. You know, we don't sit back and, you know, back in the day, people used to commit to their job 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. People used to commit to marriage till death. We used to commit to our neighborhoods. We didn't move very far out of our neighborhoods. You know, once we got a little house, that was it. Didn't care if you had 2 kids or 10 kids, that was your little house. And, you know, so much of our life at a point in time, we worked extra hard to be committed to. We didn't do a lot of changing, not a lot of switching up. Now, absolutely nothing has that level of commitment traditionally. You know, people, instead of marriages, they should just come up with 5-year contracts. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a 5-year contract. After your 5th year, decide if you want to renew or not. It's ridiculous. People are, you know, 1-year leases tops. Even people that buy properties are not staying in them for life like they did back in the day. Back in the day, not only did you stay in your property for life, once the elder transitioned, the house transitioned to another family member. So the Browns were always in that house. You know, generations of Browns, but it's not like that anymore. So when we get the opportunity to commit like this, it can seem a little strange because there's not a whole lot we commit to. You know, many of us don't have a church home, a family church home. Like, your people been going there forever. A lot of us, you know, in our relationship have a very transient, well, if it is, it is, and if it isn't, it isn't. Mm-hmm. You know? So whenever I can see people committing, and of course committing to God, it eases my heart a little bit to know that, you know, we can do this. We can make these level of commitments. We can live this God-centered life. In order to commit to something, you got to be in it. You got to be 10 toes down every day, in the middle of it, where it's a part of your life. And we're not doing that. Now, at least we're not doing it with very positive things. You know what I'm saying? I bet you everybody goes to Facebook every day. I remember I went without Facebook. I just got busy one weekend. I didn't feel like it, whatever. And, oh, my God, all these notifications. And I'm sitting here like, oh, has this become such a part of my life that I have to do it or I have this problem or that problem? You know, most of us check our emails every day, 2-3 times a day. most of us don't go within 10 feet of our phones. You know, we keep our phones that close to us, okay? So it's not that we're not able to make the commitment. It's just that I need us to pay attention to the things that we are committing to. I need us to pay attention to the thing, you know, what's the purpose? What's the longevity? What's the end game in committing to those things? Because there's always a reason. It just may not be obvious or evident at that time. But this fast is 30 days. In that 30 days, I do almost like re-ups. I have to take the time to say, okay, I have to get re-pumped. I have to get re-excited. I have to really just go through the whole everything again, you know. And I usually do that every Monday. So every Monday when I wake up, it's almost like day one for me. I'm hard at my prayers. I am determined to wake up early enough to do all the little things that I need to do to get myself ready to kick this off hard, you know, because as the week goes by, I get more tired, I get a little more frustrated, a little cranky even. So Mondays, I try to start off in the best stance possible, right? And then this Monday happens to be the 15th. This is our halfway mark. So, hey, we're here. We made it. And so I'm feeling extra pumped up today because I know that this is going to count as, this is going to be the fuel that I have to burn on all week. This is the fuel right here. And so I'm going to try to make this count as much as possible. I'm going to try to have, you know, really, really try to have an intentional day. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my job, and I already know what's waiting for me. And I know it's going to be okay. I feel 100% confident I am able to handle anything that comes after I walk through these metal doors, the metal detector, the body scans. And I'm sure as I get through all that, I will be able to handle anything that this day has in front of me because I have renewed my relationship with God. I have renewed my commitment to myself to be the best person I can be. I have renewed my commitment to my future self. You know, I have a self that I'm looking for. I have a self that I'm planning for 100% right now. And I'm not talking about 5 years in the future. I'm talking about 90 days in the future. I am right around the corner from being a new being. Right around the corner. So in this process, I am planning and preparing every day. And today, of all days, I'm going to hit that thing in the head. I have to be intentional. You know, I don't know if you've ever jumped across a creek or something like that. Sometimes you can just hop, you know, 2 feet, hop across. Sometimes you got to take a step or two back and get a running start. That's where I am. I'm at the running start, 3 steps back. And I am ready to go as fast as possible to get over this hurdle. So these next 2 weeks, these next 14 days, already done. Already done in a glorious fashion. In my mind, I have already seen myself completing this task successfully, peacefully, gracefully. Oh, my goodness. Now, there's been a lot. There's been some pressure, right? And I laugh because it's a lot of pressure. There's so much pressure. All you can do is laugh. You know what I'm saying? There comes a point where it gets so ridiculous. It's like you've got to be joking me, you know. But we're at this point now where no matter what the pressure is, no matter what direction it's coming from, when you know you can achieve it, you don't even care. You know, there's a time where you know, you look up, you're like, man, that's offensive. You just bothering me for no reason. Man, no, I'm not even upset because I knew there had to be challenges on this road because the reward is that great. So this is kind of how you know you're on the right path. You know, when those little challenges come up, you'd be like, yeah, I was expecting you. I was expecting you because the reward on this is so awesome, there had to be some friction. You know, when you start to see and feel that little jealousy, you'd be like, yeah, I was expecting you too. You know, because I knew the second that I did something and it looked good, not even really good, not even thinking, judging my heart, not even going through all that. You're just looking at me. It looks good. It looks like I'm on top of the world, blah, blah, blah. I knew that jealousy had to come from somewhere. But I know that God does not like jealousy, does not like envy. So you'd be over there jealous by yourself. I'm not joining you. So, you know, I knew when I accepted this 30-day challenge to better myself, to work on my prayers, to work to inspire others in their process, I knew there would be bumps and hiccups on this road. I'm not worried about it. Not at all, because I know God got me. I know y'all get tired of hearing me say it, but I don't get tired of saying it. I don't get tired of saying it because it's confirmation, and I know it to be true. God got me. I've seen God pull me out of some situations. And I guess until you've gone through some things and seen God walk with you and seen him send angels to come pick you up when your knee hurt, and until you've seen that, I don't think you really understand how serious it is, you know. It is very serious. I wish I could. I can't say the words to describe the feeling, the emotion. I can't pictures like that. I can't, you know, do movies. There's nothing I can do to express how good it feels to have a guardian guard you, you know, to have the highest guardian, the one that watches over all, be able to stop and focus on you. You know, it's words cannot begin to describe it. But I know that if you keep yourself open enough, you will experience it. And you will know when God is working through someone to you, you know? So, okay, we have our devotions book. I know, devotion. Okay, we have a devotions book. And today's word is staying motivated. Yes. Get back on your horse. Get back on that thing that's going to make you be able to go through the rest of this fast strong. We're here to be strong. I don't want nobody crawling and, oh, woe is me, and rolling around in the bed and that is not the correct light that this work is supposed to be done in, okay? We have to make sure that we are representing God's work properly, 100%. When I walk through these doors, I will be representing every spiritual person to these people. I'm like, I'm not that person, but they say I am, so I have to do it. I have to represent properly. Stay motivated also in the lifestyle. You know, everybody that's been to the temple knows I have a lot, L-O-T, lot of shrines, altars, prayer spaces. The house is really dedicated to spirit. Me and Talib just inched out a little bit of it so that we can have our own little clothes and stuff. But outside of that, it's really, really dedicated to spirit. And so is dedicated to a lot of work, maintaining shrines, glasses, candles, cloth, keeping everything clean. It is 100% a major process, major, okay? So, you know, I strongly suggest that all those that are thinking about this as a lifetime when it comes to staying motivated, is also staying motivated with your own spirituality. You know, no one else can carry this for you. Like I said, there's certain things I can't even describe. There's certain things you're going to have to experience for yourself. There's work that you have to do for yourself. No one can do that work for you. So in staying motivated, that also means making sure that, you know, you are doing the right thing for the right reasons. making sure you are, you know why you're doing it, because the why, Lord have mercy, is going to make all the difference in the world, because what you don't want to do is backtrack, okay? What we can't do is decide, oh, I don't want to do this work no more. It's too much. I'm going to cancel all my subscriptions. No, partner, that's not how it works. That's not how you do that. You know what I'm saying? Once you have started your study, go ahead and start slow, but work consistently. Don't stop in the middle of it, okay? These energies that you have made these contracts with, these that you have this relationship with, don't, you know, no one likes a relationship with an on and off kind of person. 1 minute you on, 1 minute you off, that's not cool. I know I wouldn't accept a friendship like that. I would not accept no friendship when if I knew that if I called on you, you wouldn't come. I'm not going to be friends with you. If you say you're going to be here on Monday, be here on Monday. Don't show up on Wednesday. Be like, hey, I'm like, where you been? You ain't called. You ain't showed. You ain't done nothing. Then 2 days later, here you come. I don't like those kind of relationships. I really, really, really don't. So I don't give those type of relationships. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, I'll let you know I can't do it. But what I'm not going to do is just leave you hanging. So many of us give to God what we would not accept with our eyes closed. We give to God and ask God to take what we would not take. Right? You know, when your prayers get on and off, you know, I get there. Oh, I'm going to start next week. Or I'm going to do what? What? You want to start breathing next week? Come on now, family. God does so much for us. We can stop what we're doing and get started. We can stop what we're doing and finish it up. You know, there's so much we have to do. Come on and let's do this. Come on. So, you know, I just want to remind people, staying motivated means staying on your beam. Stay on your spiritual path. Stay with your prayers. Stay with your classes. You know, if you've been studying every day 30 minutes, and 30 minutes ain't nothing on a study, okay? Me, I'm barely getting my books open and my notepads ready and everything else like that. But if you've been studying 30 minutes, keep up with your 30 minutes. And if you have to take a day off, that's one thing. But don't fall out of the habit. Don't fall out of the habit. And, you know, and especially since we now know that praying is practicing. Now we now know that everything we do and give to God, there's a benefit for us. Seeing how we know that this all benefits us anyways, it all comes back to us anyways, do it extra hard. Do it with such passion. Go all the way in. Don't leave anything out. Because these are the kind of things that we need if we're going to make it through. So I strongly encourage everyone on their path today, keep working hard. Keep doing what you're doing. If you have to rejuvenate, like I say, I do every Monday. And it's not like I was slacking on Sunday. But Sunday I was moving in my own rhythm. I didn't have to be at work. I kind of laughed and joked. I had a great time with the boy this weekend. We went on a country drive yesterday. Just burning gas, you know. You know, it's different when you can do it the way you want to do it as opposed to how it has to be done, you know. Today, I'm not working in my own rhythm. Today, I'm back to fighting the beast, okay, and the beast with intentionality. I have to really, really on purpose decide I am going to fight you today. I have to intentionally decide. You will not get the better of me. I have to make sure that this beast knows you come over here, you're coming for a fight. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm going to win. I try to win. It's not saying I'm going to win. It says I'm going to fight. It says I'm going to put up the good fight. I'm not going to just give in or even worse, be seduced. No. I'm going to fight it, and I'm going to suggest everybody else fight it. And that's part of our staying motivated, okay? Now, another part of staying motivated is what? Your fast buddies, okay? Hopefully, everyone has heard from their fast buddies. I have taken the privilege. I reach out to everybody a little bit here and there and stuff like that. But really, you should be in contact, you know, a couple times a week with your fast buddy. Make sure that they know, you know, who you are and, you know, if you're going through some trials and tribulations, what the trials and tribulations are. Make sure, you know, your fast buddy, they're there to kind of help you stay on the right track. And if you have to whine a little bit, I think they're open to about 5 minutes of whining. That's it now. You can't be whining forever, but, you know, that's where you put your wine and cheese, okay? But I love the fast buddies because it's so interesting. They've been very different for everybody this year. And I've heard a couple things like, well, why and why? Well, you know, this is what God said, you know? I don't always get it. Please don't think I'm some kind of genius mastermind or something like that. I'm not. I'm just someone who follows God. That's it. That is all. I do not understand all of the inner working sometimes, but there is an inner working. I know that. And I know that we can continue on and see the positive aspects and everything else like that. So, yeah, 100%. So utilize your fast buddies. Give them a text. Give them a call. You know, find out how they're doing. Find out what their personal thing is. You know what I'm saying? Everyone had that personal thing that they had to give up. You should know what your fast buddies are. You know, you should be able to say, hey, I know you're fitting the parameters. I know you're in the parameters. But the question is, how you doing with that, whatever it is? I got another pack of cigarettes, y'all. I don't know, something about them cigarettes just make me happy, okay? Because they say that once you stop smoking, even for 2 hours, your body is healing itself. It's starting to repair its taste buds. Your lungs are getting clearer. Your body is actively growing and actively changing, and, you know, that lack of smoke, that nicotine, that horrible, those, you know, poor ingredients that you're putting in your lungs are automatically healing themselves. How wonderful is that? So every time somebody gives up those cigarettes on the fast, it really, really tickles me because I'm like, maybe this can last a little bit longer than the fast. I know for my personal self, a lot of what I've changed in this fast, I mean, I have pushed the job back. I have pushed all kinds of things back. Nope, not interested. Nope, I'm not going to get distracted. Nope, I mean, I have really, really tried harder than I have in any other fast, you know. And I think as you grow, as you do more and more of these, you learn how to discipline yourself. You know what I'm saying? I've never smoked. So smoking, that's not a big deal for me. But I know how big a deal it is, period. But I know how to challenge myself. You know, I know how to say, okay, look, this is going to pump up your fast. This is going to really have you ultra-focused. You know, I made sure I got my study materials, you know, a couple weeks ahead of the fast because I was like, yeah, for my study requirements, this is what I'm going to do. We had classes. A Wonderful Approach had a couple of classes right before the beginning of fast. And I was like, yeah, this is how I'm going to contribute. This is how I'm going to give back and make sure I'm doing my studying is by preparing a class to teach others, you know? So I know how to challenge myself. I say that to say everybody knows how to challenge themselves. Everybody knows what that thing is that makes them pay attention. And I'm not talking about torture. I'm talking about what is it going to take to pay attention? What is it going to take? Even if that is that you got to pull up from some folks, pull up. If that means you got to put yourself on a 15-minute Facebook fast, that's all you get is 15 minutes, do it. You know, if that means that, you know, hey, I'm not going out this night. I'm not going out during the fast. 30 days, I'm going to focus on anything, family, studies, working out, body, anything. You know how to discipline yourself, and you know how to challenge yourself, and that's what I'm asking people to do. Don't do the easy. Don't hit that easy button on God. We are too intricately made easy button. Nothing about us was easy. Nothing. So don't hit an easy button on God. Go ahead and really kind of stretch yourself out as far as you can get, because the Lord knows that I am. And what happens is, as you start to stretch, you get stronger. You know, it's like working out. You may start off walking, and it's okay. I mean, I walk, and I walk slow. It's okay. But tomorrow, you know, let's push it up a little bit. Walk a little faster. Incorporate your arms. You know, whatever you got to do. We all know how to do this. We're all grown. Even the young people know how to do this. You know how to challenge yourself. So let's start doing it. So we can really see how strong we are. See, that's the only way you really know how strong you are. This is why we still have tests in our life. I know you're like, man, God, I do what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm kind. I do my prayers. I go to work. I come home. I kiss my wife. I don't kick the cat. So why? Why do I still have this test? How are you supposed to know how far you've gone and how good you can be if you don't have these tests? These tests, they certify you. And once you've had the test, then it's no longer a test for you anymore. There's certain things God could do, and I'm like, oh, okay. I would sit down and wait for the storm to pass because I've already passed that test. I already know how to handle that. Once you have learned how to handle something, once you've successfully passed, then you're on to the next study. So don't fight the test, all right? Don't fight the test. Don't fight the stretching. You feel God stretching you. You might be a little uncomfortable. God may be asking some things of you that you weren't sure you could do. Number one, please. I know no angel is saying that because I have already, hey, I need you to do this. What? It's okay. It's fine. Go do it. You know, everybody already knows Mama Seven is not going to let you get comfortable, okay, because I know and I have such faith in you. I have faith in you. So I know you can do it. So I don't even care how uncomfortable you might think you are. We're just going to do this for God. But for those of you that are not part of a wonderful approach, you're still getting your sea legs about you. Don't worry. Don't worry. The time will come where you will have a test. But when you look around and you see all the love you got, all the support you got, all the positive energy you got, you ain't going to worry about that test. That test is going to be the furthest thing from your mind. I swear I'm trying to look and see the time. Is that really? Oh, my goodness. 90 seconds. There we go. Okay. Prayer for the day. Prayer for the day. A prayer for humility. Sheesh. Oh, Father, give us the humility which recognizes its ignorance, admits its mistakes, recognizes its needs, and welcomes advice. Accepts rebuke. Help us always to praise rather than criticize, to sympathize rather than to condemn, to encourage rather than to discourage, to build rather than to destroy, and to think of people at their best rather than at their worst. We ask this for thy name's sake. Amen. Amen, family. Have a wonderful 15th.